on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
We're looking at the Ballarat Synthetic today, and there's no pressure on you, Glenn Ingram, but there's only Ipswich and Ballarat today because there's no Scone and there's no Canberra and there's no Wangaratta, which has been transferred to Monday. So I hope you handle the pressure all right. How are you this morning?
Yeah, really good, thanks, Dan. It looks a pretty good card at Ballarat. There's a couple of short ones early in the day. There's a little bit of value for us later in the day, and hopefully we can get a couple of winners.
It's funny, I saw a text before, someone picking on me because I tipped something odds on $1.70, 80, could be $1.10, I don't know, last night that got beaten, but they somehow embroiled that into thinking that I'm declaring English Riviera and everyone should get on $1.15 today, which I find quite funny. But it should be winning, it's in the first event today, and speaking of the first event, Dan O'Sullivan's got a very good runner in the opening event at Flemington tomorrow, as well as a couple of chances today. Pretty exciting with Berkeley Square, Dan. You've got a really nice horse there, and I'm really pleased to see that you have got one. And while we'll get on to those two runners that you've got at Ballarat today shortly, I'm sure the major focus is on that opening event at Flemington tomorrow.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Yeah, he's looking quite a nice horse, isn't he? He was very good at Geelong, and then at Caulfield, first time around there with a little breaking between races and barrier one. Just a little bit of things went not quite right turning for home, but he was still very strong to the line. So, yeah, he's certainly a progressive horse.
He looks like a horse that wants a bit of ground. How much have you been able to work out whether he's a 2,000 metre horse or maybe a mile? We'll pull him up because he probably the area that you'd like to see improve is the start of his races. He seems to struggle to muster.
Yeah, he wasn't bad at Geelong. I think Barry One, he stood there for a little while the other day and hadn't had a jump out in between his two runs. So I think he's just a little bit ring rusty. I'm not perturbed about that too much. He'll get out okay tomorrow. I'm sure he will be at least a mile and a quarter horse. If you see him in the flesh, he's a big, big gangly bugger, but has a pretty good turn of foot for the size and shape that he is. So, what he's doing over this trip, I think, is bonus. And if I had to put a negative about him, just the fact that we're staying at the 1400, I wouldn't mind getting him out over a mile soon. But in saying that, on the calendar, at the level we're at, there's sort of nothing around for him.
And the bigger track, I imagine that can't be a negative.
No, you think it would be far more suitable for him. That's why we went to Geelong for that reason. Why we started 1300, so I've got him a chance to balance up and get some room to finish off and use his big action.
So after tomorrow, is there a plan, or you just wait and see how he pulls up?
Several plans.
Yeah.
There's ones when you win and ones when you get beat. So we'll see which. Hopefully, we're taking the right one, but. We optimistically, we're putting him in the Caulfield Guineas, so I'll just space his runs between now and then. That'll be really interesting to have Craig on board tomorrow to get his feedback. He might think that he'll know more about winning the Caulfield Guineas than I do, so he might say the mile's a bit too brilliant for him and perhaps go head towards the Derby part. So really looking forward to tomorrow. Hopefully get a result, but also looking forward to the feedback.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. It's great to see you with a pretty exciting horse, and he does look pretty raw still, but also very good. Got a couple of runners today at Ballarat, Dan, so the black shorts on, and Bavarian Lady. Actually, they're both pretty good odds today, but sometimes, you might be able to point us in the direction of trying to get a 20-1 winner. They obviously get up every now and then because most of us are still working for a living. Bavarian Lady on debut, race number 3, horse 1.
Yeah, she's actually had four jump outs this time in. She's first couple didn't go as much, then she improved, and then had an ordinary one. Her last one at Barham Beat, although it was only a small field, I was very pleased with the trial. We had to be very aggressive on it to make her do it. She only seemed to be just going through the motions. So when we rode her aggressive in the trial, I was very pleased with the way she went there, and the work since then has improved. She's come better in the choke. A few things are showing signs that she's coming the right way, but I certainly wouldn't be tipping her today. It's a look and see, but hopefully down the track, if the penny drops a bit better, she'll get over a little bit more ground, and then she'll be more competitive than today.
And you've got Brazen Brando on race number 7. Form line looks okay, drawn okay. It's at $19.
Yeah, no, I do think he is over the odds. His last couple of runs have been very good. I know he only won a 58, but he was competitive in a 70, and didn't have much luck. Today from the barrier one, probably going to be dictated to, for the first part of the race. And we just probably got to hope that the race opens up for him around the home turn. This is a bit better race than what he took on his last start, I must say, too. But I'm very pleased with the way the sports have come. There's a little gap between runs. He's been very sharp in his work, and we're still learning a little bit about him, but I think we've got him going pretty good at the moment.
Okay, so it sounds like if there was one that might be worth having a few dollars each way out of your two today, it would be Brazen Brando.
That'd be my push, for sure.
And then whatever you get out of that, go all up in the first race tomorrow with Berkeley Square.
I think the interest you want, isn't it? You've missed the 15 to 1 in the maiden, you're taking them $2.50 in a good race playing them.
Well, I hope you cleaned up there and the rest of the ownership group and the stable group got on that day.
I think it was a little bit good out of it. I'm still working for Liverpool, Dan, so obviously it wasn't all me. So we'll keep
chipping
away.
Speaking of some plunges, the days with John Sadler, there were some big plunges around in those days. You must have some fantastic memories and stories back then.
Yeah, some great stories. Always, we love spreading some of them. I love telling some of them stories. They were good days. They were a lot of pressure, You can certainly get one ready back in them days and hide it away before what you can these days. I know John was very astute and when the money was on and you were looking after him, you had to get it pretty right.
Zeffirelko Bay, Pressman's Choice. What was the horse that broke the track record at Caulfield? Greg Hall rode it one day. I can remember a few and I wasn't even that close with the stables, so they would have been fun times indeed.
Laconian, that was
easy. Laconian, yeah.
Laconian, Jolly Old Mac. Jack Bill, there were several, Jack Bill was a very important one, there was good fun, but a lot of high pressure, but it was good days, good memories.
Yeah, they certainly were. Mate, great to see you with what looks like a pretty smart horse, so good luck today first of all, but look forward to seeing how well Berkeley Square can go tomorrow and progress further into the spring.
Good on you, Dan, appreciate the call.
Dan O'Sullivan there. Glenn, he's got a couple of long shots today, but the opposite is in the first event today because it is on the synthetic, the all-weather track at Ballarat. We've got a real shorty here to kick things off, Glenn. In English Riviera, it's $1.15 chance coming off the back of running sixth in a Blue Diamond last prep. The scratching is number six. Rosago's the other one in the market, a first starter from the Price and Kent Yard. It's at $7.50. So, unless you're going to shock us, I presume you're in the corner of the favourite.
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. The hot spot, the one English Riviera on top, Cycles Betting, and rightly so, given her speed and what she's been able to do in her previous campaign. She's had the one jump out on the home synthetic track, and she did her work easy on the speed there to win her heat. Really hard to see her get beat here. The two Power Share comes out of a strong maiden. He's trained on the track and certainly improved on the synthetic, where he's had experience on in the lead-ups. And the three, Rosago, the boots for the Price and Kent Junior Stable. Jump outs have been poor on turf. We haven't seen on this sort of surface, so probably best to keep him onside and just watch the market at this stage. And the seven, Viva Americana, is going along well at the jump outs, but you think the fave is just probably too fast for her over this trip. Very hard to beat the one. My numbers are 1, 2, 3, and 7.
Let's see, we'll just go again there. Five on top.
1, 2, 3, and 7.
In race one.
Yeah, is that English Riviera?
No, five. It's five.
I beg your pardon. Sorry.
So five's on top, clearly.
Yes.
Yeah.
5, 2, 3, and 7.
5, 2, 3, and 7, race number one. Glenn, the second event on the program, there is one scratching. It's number 13. Number six, Sherman Dyer is the favourite, $3.70, first starter for Mar Eustace, but only just ahead of the Ellerton-trained King Tommy at $3.90.
Yeah, Keith Scratching is the favourite this morning, leaves a few winning hopes. I'm going with the 8 Touch of Patience, coming in fresh off a four-week break for Brendan Horton. He's a lightly raced five-year-old who has a good cruising speed. I think he'd be suited to the Ballarat Synthetic and looking forward to seeing what he can do getting away from Pakenham. The 3 King Tommy has a few quirks. He's fast, he over-races. The rider handed up last start over 1,000 metres. I don't think that did him any favours, but still he was just fair to the line. I suspect I'll let him run here today in the hope that he can hang on. The 6, Sherman Dyer, is a curious case. He looked super winning a Cranbourne trial and then was going backwards in his latest heat, so not sure what to make of him. He's trained here with Maren Eustace, so all bodes well for his chances. He's a big market watch. And we'll throw in the 12 only times, a bit of a professional place getter. Just goes forward here with Christine Pools aboard. It's probably a good booking. My numbers are 8, 3, 6 and 12.
8, 3, 6 and 12 in race number 2, Touch of Patience is at $5.50. Just a reminder that there was to be a Wangaratta meeting today, but it was called off yesterday, or postponed. It'll run on Monday. So Wangaratta postponed to race on Monday. So the only Victorian meeting today is at Ballarat on the all-weather. Race number 3, Glenn, the scratchings are 2, 4, 12 and 13. Number 10, Poema, is at $2.30. And there is 260 Simply Extravagant. That was the one I was trying to search for because Tony McAvoy gave it a really good push yesterday. So market's got the 10 and the 11 ahead of the 6 Tequila Spirit at $5.
Yeah, my best of the day comes up here. Number 11, Simply Extravagant. He trialled in the 6 Fog Dan ahead of the Daboom, was heavily backed and luckless there. Jumped well, rider took a sit and just found backsides from there in the run. I suspect the instructions for the new rider will be to send a forward and take luck out of the equation there from gate 2. There's a bit of speed up front, so it might be tricky. Experience on this surface in jump outs and is really hard to beat. The 10-point mark gets the blinkers first time for the Moroney stable. Debut here was good without being outstanding when caught wide. Drawn barrier 1, if she pings the gates with those blinkers on, then she may be hard to run down. The 6, Tequila Spirit, was good here first. Start going forward, just no match for them late. This looks a little bit harder than that one. Number five, Tennessee Beach. The Tassie visitor is an interesting runner. He's had good experience on the synthetic tracks and has early speed there with Craig Ewart aboard. But my best of the day comes up here. Number 11 to beat 10, 6 and 5.
10-6-5, race 3. Race 4, the scratching is number 9, 3's a crowd. Lawbreaker's favourite, Harbour Master, just favourite, number 4 at 350. Lawbreaker is at 360, number 8. 5 Lucky Lad at $5, 6 Razor Warrior at $6. Are the top 4 in the market, Glenn?
Yeah, I like the 4, Dan. Harbour Master, first up for Henry Dwyer. Scratched from Geelong earlier in the week for this easier race and has trialled up well on 2 occasions. Both of those have been on turf, but did look comfortable winning a jump out on this synthetic track here last preparation. So drawn the inside, hopefully ridden up to hold the spot there and looks pretty hard to beat. The 5, Lucky Lad, resumes off 71 weeks. He's had 2 forward jump outs at Flemington and looked to appreciate this synthetic at Flemington. So I think he's a big watch in this with Geordie Childs booked. Probably no surprise to see him improve here. He's been solid in the market. The 8, Lawbreaker, is the favourite. Just making a habit of running well, but finding one better over this track and trip. Similar again today, but just looks a touch of unders for mine in the market. The 11, written by a lady, locally trained, was okay on debut over 1,200. She certainly looks like she'll appreciate the rise in trip as she was doing her best work late there. But not easy to run on at this track, but she's a hope. Numbers are 4, 5, 8 and 11.
4, 5, 8 and 11 at Ballarat. We're halfway there, so time to take a break and we'll come back and look at the main quaddy legs on the Ballarat Synthetic.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Glenn Ingram looking at the Ballarat Synthetic meeting today with Wangaratta off, transferred to Monday. So Wang on Monday, 2 Victorian meetings on Monday now. We've only got the Ballarat Synthetic today. It does thin out a little bit, Glenn, or at least in the next couple of races. Not that that necessarily makes it any easier, but the first leg of the main quaddy is race number 5. Sonnery from the Dabernick stable is at $3.30, number 1. 3 is Triton Rising at $4.40. 2, Buena Veloz is at $5. In fact, all bar Annie's Comet are inside double figures, and Annie's Comet itself is at $14. I suspect this is a bit trickier, but have you made it a little bit easier with your selections?
I think I have, Dan. We're just going to take 2 in the quaddy. We're going to skinny up here. It's a really good race. I made the number 2, Buena Veloz, the top pick here. He's 9 years of age. He's racing in great form. He's a bit of a synthetic specialist. He swamped them from the back here at Ballarat 2 back and then made no impression from the tail at Mildura. But it was a track record run that day, and I thought he held his run to the line without losing any ground. So back on his preferred synthetic, it looks a terrific race for him with a good early tempo expected to finish over the top. The 1, Sonnery, has been up a long time, is racing well and has a significant drop in class back from a Metro 78 here to a Provincial 70. He's got a nice little claim too with the 3 kilos off his back and will importantly go forward. Interesting placement here from the 3, Triton Rising, coming over from Adelaide for the Michael Hipmock stable. Wore some pressure first up and faded badly, but he is 2 from 2 on the synthetic with his previous stable, so can improve here. And the four, Ubriaco, the Tassie visitor, has good synthetic form from Devonport. Might show up here with an aggressive Craig Newitt steer going forward. Numbers are 2, 1, 3, and 4.
2, 1, 3, and 4, but mainly the 2 and 1 in the first leg of the quaddy.
That's it, yep.
Race 6, the scratching is number 6. 7, Clean Machine, $3.90, fixed odds favourite with Tab. 8, Precious Socks at $4.20. $5, about 2, My Bold Boy. And 3, Tokelau Drifters at $5. So there, your top 4 on the market. Desides, the other one, McAvoy, $7.50. Probably some hope as well in the 6th event, Glenn.
Yeah, I like the placement of the 2, My Bold Boy, for the Mitch Beer Stable. And as his foot and straw of 2 units fame there at RSN. Looks like he's improved with the new stable since joining last preparation. He was sent forward from the gates in a recent Wangaratta jump out and just kept going. It was a nice, sharp jump out. Good young apprentice on with a claim. I think he's hard to beat. The 8, Precious Socks, returns to Ballarat, where she's run 2 great races on the synthetic. From Barrier 1, we know where she'll be, up on the speed there, boxing on. If she's held her form, then she'll take beating. The 1, Kozowski, loved it here at Ballarat also. Comes off a short freshen, maps for a good run here, unleashing from the back of what looks to be a fast tempo. And the 7, Clean Machine, is going okay for the new stable. Is a winner on synthetic previously. Should be in the money again. Numbers are 2, 8, 1 and 7.
Okay, long way from home, My Bold Boy.
Certainly, yeah.
So the lead might be there with Mitch Beer, and he got a fantastic record. Glenn, race number 7 at Ballarat, and the race has 1 withdrawal. Number 10, Astropaz, is out. Haywood, number 7, from the Anthony and Sam Friedman yard, $3.70. 11, Ziavera, at $3.90. 1 is Port Louis, who broke through last time, at $4.20.
Yeah, another good race. I made the 9 Ultimate Edition my best value of the meeting. It opened $19, and I thought that was the wrong price there for Ledgers. He was massive here first up. He was headed early in the straight, and he kept fighting. He was well in front again after the line, and, you know, he's a good horse on his day. If he's recaptured his early form, then I think he's a great winning chance here at big odds. The 11, Zivira, is the hardest to beat. Up in class, down in weight, and is just thriving at the moment on these synthetic tracks. The race sets up well again with Linda Meach aboard. The 7, Haywood, is a big watch. Good here first up. Blinker's first time is interesting. That could give him a winning advantage. He's a horse you probably have to bet late with, as he can play up, although he's been better in that regard this prep. And the 1, Port Louis, returned gelded and put the maiden away in good style. He's a class runner and probably the X factor in the race. If he handles the synthetic, then he's a winning hope too. My numbers are 9, 11, 7 and 1.
9, 11, 7 and 1. Ultimate Edition now into 13. So you saw it at 18, you backed it and made it firm up into $13. So it's still attractive odds for the rest of us plebs. Thank you for that,
Glenn. Absolutely. That was the plan, Ben.
Actually, there was one last week you had. Might have just missed out, but it was 50 to 1. I'm trying to think where it was. Do you remember the one I'm talking about? It was last week somewhere. Got close. You got really close. You know when you get that moment at the tour and you think, hello?
I'm in here. Yep.
You half take a deep breath and then you realise that you're on it. And even though it's only $5, but your $5 weighs more than everyone else's and it slows it down. But I know it gave a big, big sight. So $13 Ultimate Edition race number 7. The last event, scratch numbers 2, 3, 5, 7, 9 and 16 come out. Even though with all those scratchings, there's a heap of chances here. 13, Just Wishing, $5. 4, Wardy Boy, also $5. Sea Princess, number 12, at $5.50. So the market's suggesting there's a lot of winning hopes.
Yeah, and I think that's the scratchings have knocked this race around a fair bit. I'm going with the 14, Vitesse Breeze, on top at a price here. It was $14 this morning. It's trimmed up now. I think it's about $9.50. Gets a run, obviously, with those scratching. It was an emergency. Hasn't had much luck in his runs this prep, but he appears to be going well. The blinkers go back on with Craig Newitt. I think he'll suit the horse. It takes plenty of riding and should get that from Craig from a good draw. The 13, Just Wishing, is building to a win. Game effort here, kicking for home here last start. It's just nabbed late from Barrier 1. Should give us a sight. And the 12, Sea Princess, in for third. She's down in grade, has raced well here before. In for fourth, the 10, Excusez-moi, looks the pick of the Noblet runners. She's been poking around on the synthetic tracks her past couple and doing a pretty good job. But go for a bit of value here. My numbers are 14, 13, 12 and 10.
14, 13, 12, and 10. And Vitesse Breeze is at $9 today. Okay, Glenn, what about your bests for the day, including your quad?
Best bet, race 3, number 11, Simply Extravagant. Best value, race 7, number 9, Ultimate Edition. Today's quaddy, first leg 1 and 2. Second leg 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, and 8. Third leg 1, 7, 9, and 11. And our last leg 10, 12, 13, and 14. And our play of the day, box trifecta in race 7 here, 1, 7, 9, and 11. $12 will get us 50%.
And yesterday when we were going through the trial files with you, Varanskova popped up again. She's in tomorrow. So just having a look at Flemington. Actually, the ex-English galloper via Hong Kong, Pa Malotru, you also highlighted there. Is there anything else that might be worth a mention at Flemington?
Yeah, certainly Berkeley Square. I heard Dan's thoughts earlier. I know he said he was worried about the 1400, but I think that's probably offset slightly by the fact that it is Flemington, big track, definitely going to suit him. Yes, as you said, Varanskova is one that I like here tomorrow. And in that last race, Palmola True is going around about $13 with Mark Zara up. And there's another one at odds there, Pioneer River, has jumped out nicely after a short fresh and is going to run race well too. So if you like something outside the favourites there in the last, certainly those two are worth considering.
Okay, they're a bit of value, aren't they, for our last leg of the quaddy tomorrow? Because it looks like you could structure it fairly narrow earlier on at Flemington, and you might want to get it, if you're going to get a good dividend, might need to have those two horses in the last leg. So it might be the way to play. Glenn, thanks. Good luck today, Ballarat, and also with those tips at Flemington tomorrow.
Good on you, Dan. Thank you.